Time to catch up with Malksy from the TV Binge Box podcast. He talks without fear or favour on anything to do with the TV industry. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, friend.
Morning, Malksy. Come on, excite us. What are you the most excited about on TV at the moment?
Honestly, I'm excited about the fact that have you been paying attention? It's back on our TV screen.
Best show ever.
And they're all back in the studio. I think that's what's really making it work. I found it really difficult for a fair chunk of last year, and I do understand why they had to do it, that it was only Tom in the studio and everyone else was effectively zooming in. I get it. There's nothing like that dynamic of them all being in the same place, you know, quipping and having a go at each other and all of that sort of fun stuff. It's really been welcomed back, so much so that on Monday night it was the highest rating non-news entertainment show on TV.
Yeah, not surprising.
It rates well all the time. And look, I think it worked all right in lockdown, but yeah, the magic is back, which I love. That means we get the Peter Hellyer show as well. What do you think of that?
Yeah, look, I think it's really struggling in season three. I think that the joke has worn off.
Hellyer mixed with Lisa McCune, that's the joke, is it?
Oh, no, the joke is the premise that he's not a great husband and she's, you know, they're struggling to be parents, but they love each other and they're all just a little bit fun and whatever. I don't care. I'm not invested in them. You know, the girls are grown up. They're doing a fine job. I think it's just more than anything, it's struggling in the writing. And it's falling into some pretty lazy tropes that we see often in Australian comedy that just ends up being not that funny.
Yeah, Pete's the fat dad who gets lumped upon, which always seems to happen.
Can't be too same-same all the time. As you said, you need that clever writing. Look, I must admit, I feel bad saying this, but, yeah, I don't necessarily find his stuff super funny, Peter Hellyer.
Not Pete.
I love him on the project. Yeah. I do. But,
How to Stay Married doesn't do
feel
for you.
Feel guilty.
All right.
Oh, but this is the benefit, right? Comedy's not for everybody.
Right? I'm a bit selfish with comedy. I'm a bit of a hard judge with comedy. I shouldn't be because my jokes are putrid.
But when you've got so many comedians out there, right, everyone can find their niche and do their thing. When you start saying, I'm going to be someone who writes comedy for a broad market, then you've got to write comedy that is available and accessible in that kind of broad context, not broad jokes. But you've got to make sure that each of people can buy into it. And I just think that where we've landed is not as interesting or as funny as it could or should be.
Yep.
Get into it if you want to, though, because I love it. Now, Byron Bays, this is the Netflix show that's causing a lot of controversy. Ali's got an inside track, haven't you, Ali?
Well, one of my mates is actually going to be on it.
Nice.
Yes.
I was about to confirm that I'm not one of the Instagram influencers.
Do you hang out at Byron all the time?
I was actually just there on the weekend.
Oh, I love Byron. I absolutely love it. No, I'm mates with a guy called Alex Reed, and he's a manager. He used to actually manage Kyle Sanderlands. Yes, and he's just going to be hilarious. He's just pretty outlandish, and I can't wait to see what comes out of his mouth.
It's certainly going ahead, despite what the people in Byron Bay think. Byron Bay is going to be a thing. And they can protest all they want, drummed up by Current Affair. It's a show that is going to land on Netflix probably later this year, early next year.
So you were there over the weekend. What are you seeing? A lot of signs in shops and that saying, we don't want it to come. Are they being that vocal?
No, and that's my point. Like, we saw a story on Current Affair about people turning up to protest, but, mate, they will turn up to protest an empty chip packet in Byron Bay. Like,
so long as it's vegan.
They'll turn out for the good things, and they'll turn out for the things that might be a little bit spurious. All you got to tell them is that we've got a protest. I don't think that there's that against it. Honestly, it's going to bring so much money into Byron Bay that why would you want to protest it?
That's what I think too. I don't think they'll be protesting it at all. Something I cannot wait to watch is the Craig McLaughlin interview.
Yeah, look, this is already looking like being the biggest car crash of 2021. There's no issues that Craig has struggled to find work after the court case, even though he was found innocent. Independent of what the judge said in her ruling, just BT Dubs. I don't know what. I think there'll be lots of people tune in because they just want to see what's going on, but certainly the videos that have been landing as a part of their promos, he looks, very unhappy to almost unhinged.
But it would send you over the edge, this sort of accusation, the fact you can't, you know, move on with your life. And he talks about this friend as well. Everyone's waiting for that revelation on Sunday.
Yeah, look, I don't know what's going to come out of it, honestly. I mean, and has that ship sailed? You know, the best advice I think that Craig could have been given was, you know, thank the court for their ruling, acknowledge that, you know, the ladies got their day in court, they were able to say the things that they needed to say and here's to us all getting on with our lives, and just play a straight bat and deal with it. Now, independent of how hard that might be for him to get work, at least then what's ringing in our ears is, oh, Craig McLaughlin seems like a good guy. Now we're seeing all of this, and he understandably but just seems bitter, and that's not consistent with who we want to see Craig McLaughlin to be.
What's on the TV binge box this week, mate?
We are looking at Mayor of Easttown, the excellent Kate Winslet drama that is on Fox Showcase right now. It is phenomenal. What a great crime drama. Definitely worth checking out. Episode 4 dropped this week. There's only 3 to go. So if you're umming and ahhing, I'll wait until it's all ready to go. Here's the opportunity. 3 more weeks, you can get into it. There are some spoilers in this week's episode of TV Binge Box, so just be careful.